Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday's meeting with the Cardinals.
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's my boy. Him being here, you know, what it was, 3-4 years, man, Hollywood, 3-4 years? Yeah, it's going to be different. It's going to be very different. But I'm happy for him, no doubt.
Lamar, what is, you know, you're 7 games into the new scheme with Todd Monken, and I know you've talked a lot about it. How have you seen it evolve? What's impressed you about it? What do you like about it?
My guy's just flying open, so that's what I like about it. But right now we're just chasing, you know, to be consistent. That's one game. You know, we had a couple games where we was good, and then the next week is like, oh, what's going on with the offense and stuff like that. So right now we're just trying to chase the consistency. That's all.
Along those lines, how do you, you know, there's a lot of praise, you know, you fly up power rankings this week, that, all that type of stuff, a lot of the conversation on the talk shows. How do you avoid kind of buy-in, you know, that hype as you try to make sure you stay consistent week in and week out?
I mean, I'm trying to win, so week in, week out, I'm just focusing on winning because that's what it's come down to. You know, as long as you're winning, that's when you get all the praise and stuff like that. But once you lose or things don't look right, so that's when the praise and stuff turns into something else. So I'm just focusing on winning. We'll go from there.
Lamar, you had that win in Cincinnati followed by loss in Minneapolis. The win in Cleveland followed by the struggle with Pittsburgh. What do you think so far has prevented this team from finding the week-to-week consistency where you guys are able to kind of put forth consistent effort every week?
You didn't say we won in London, and then we won
again,
and then we came back and won again. You didn't say that.
Oh, yeah.
So I believe we're going in the right direction right now, if anything. Just need to keep going. Like I said, keep being consistent.
Do you believe in the idea of a trap game or a letdown game or whatever you want to call it after you've had a big win, you know, and then you play a team that you're expected to beat? I mean, do you have to fight that at all?
I believe you have a trap game or something like that when you've been complacent and, or thinking the team is, okay, yeah, we just beat this team 30-something to 6, so we're not worried about this team. I believe that's when that stuff pops into your brain. But I don't believe our guys like that. You know, we know it's any given Sunday. It's the NFL. You know, anybody can be beaten. So we're just going to go in there, go out there to Arizona, and fight our butt off.
Well, you guys had a lot more success last game with the deep passing game. 8 passes for 20 yards or more. What was the biggest key to that, and how do you guys keep that going?
Preparation. Everybody doing their assignments full speed. Everybody was alive. You know, all of us was alive, was on the same accord. That's what it needs to be every game.
Lamar, what is it about Zay beyond his athleticism that's clear to everybody that you feel like has allowed him to get off to such a fast start?
Man, he's explosive. He wants to be great. You know, he's willing to learn. He's doing everything full speed, and that's what you need to do in the league. Run everything full speed, make everything look the same, and it'll be hard for guys to cover you. I'm trying to win week in, week out. If that happened, bro, Zan Snoop tripping, bro. But I'm just trying to focus on winning. Like I said, week in, week out, when stuff like that happens, I feel like that's a team award. You know, without those guys, I won't be the AFC Player of the Week. So, hats out to my teammates.
Lamar, you only have one, and you guys have said it, there's only one ball out there.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you got a bunch of guys who can make plays. Do you talk to guys like Isaiah Likely, Duvernay, that really haven't been involved much offensively in terms of getting the ball, and try, you know, assure them that, look, your time's coming, and, you know, I'm going to get you the ball?
Absolutely. Got to keep my guys head in the game, you know, because they used to making plays for us. So just letting them know, you know, it's your time, like you said, your time's going to come, opportunity's going to happen. Just make the most of it when your time comes, that's all.
You mentioned you're happy for Marquise, where he is, how he's doing. When you're close to a teammate and he makes a business decision, he wanted to be elsewhere. How do you see that? How do you describe that to people who wonder how that happens?
I mean, that's his decision. You know, he got to feed his family at the end of the day, and he believes it's the right decision for him. That's on him. It's not on me. It's not my decision to make. You know, he would have still been here if it was up to me.
Game like Sunday, what is kind of a film study session
Mike, with Coach T. You play pretty well and didn't make a whole lot of mistakes. I mean, what is the kind of takeaways from after you go through the film with Coach?
Pretty much critiquing me for the things I did wrong or stuff like that, which I do to myself anyways. So I'm pretty cool with that. You know, it's not really no praise or anything like that in the meeting rooms. It's how you can get better, you know, from the film and then from the past game and on to the next, pretty much.
Lamar, on Monday, Harms gave you guys a lot of credit for being able to be successful when the first play doesn't work, things like that Nelson Aguilar play where you're extending the play. Is that something that you really focus on as well, kind of? Not just extending the play, but making something happen when the original play breaks down.
To be honest, Cordell, I try to focus on everything. But yeah, like you said, you know, when things don't work out, you know, just try to go to the next progression. You know, go scramble drill because we actually work on scramble drill. But go scramble drill, hope the guys get open, you know, and try to make a play because we always trying to score. We always trying to keep the ball rolling. So.
Well, you see that such a great command of the offense. Scrimmage and throughout, you know, the passing game. What has allowed that to be the case?
Watching film, just being locked in. But it starts in practice. Practicing, trying to command the offense in practice, and make the transition for the game easier.
All right. Thank you, Lamar.
Appreciate y'all.